Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. These messages are intended to spark your own reflections and conversations all week and beyond. That's why you can find it anytime along with other resources and ways to keep the conversation going at fabricmpls.com/scraps.
It's worth it. You just saw Miles take the leap of faith, and you saw me take one too. And today when we're talking about taking the leap of faith, we aren't talking about trusting in the Lord and not going to the doctor to get that lump you found checked. No, we're not talking about that kind of leap of faith. We are talking about going to Bay Lake Camp, getting on a bus when you don't know anybody and going to camp. We're talking about jumping in a cold lake where there might be fish or snails or toe biter bugs. We're talking about sometimes not getting in the lake, but facing your fear by standing next to the lake and leaning in to get into the picture. Sometimes a leap of faith is asking for help when you are not ready to get in the water, but you want to be a part of things. So your friends are helping you out. Taking the leap of faith is so many things. Choosing what college to go to, choosing what friends to hang out with at school. It's choosing to leave a job where you care about people a lot, but it's not right for you anymore. It's deciding to have a baby. It's deciding to break up with somebody that you care about because it's not right anymore. It's so many of those relationship things. Those are the hardest leaps of faith to take in my life, and I think in all of our lives. So Miles is our character who's falling right here, and in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, he is a newly bitten spider person, and he watches Peter Parker die while a portal is opened into a spider multiverse. All right, so we gotta really embrace the comic book here, folks. So just bear with me. And Miles meets all of these spider people who came from the multiverse. So all of these spider people came into one universe to defeat Kingpin, who is basically breaking Brooklyn by opening this portal. And to do that, they need to take leaps of faith. In different ways. So that's what we're going to be talking about, just a little background. So one thing I really noticed in this movie was how the world really desperately needed these spider people, or Spider-Man. The world desperately needed Spider-Man to be Spider-Man, to show up for this world, for Brooklyn. But another thing I noticed was that Spider-Man desperately needed to be Spider-Man too. It wasn't like Spider-Man's just here for the world and then like he goes about his regular day. Like, he needed to show up as Spider-Man for himself. He got just as much out of being Spider-Man as the world did. This is a choice that Spider-Man chose. He got bit by a spider, Miles did, and he got the spider powers. That he didn't have a choice about. But he did choose to rise to that role. And even though that's something he needed, that's not necessarily something he had to do or wanted to do all the time. It's hard to show up as yourself. But that was a choice. Now, before the tape starts playing in your head that says, like, oh my gosh, I'm not being my best self, and I'm crappy, and I hate, like, that can just start cruising really easily in me. And I want you to give yourself a little space to know that you can be in that growth zone that we talk about often here, where you're showing up as your true self, and you're pushing those boundaries and taking leaps of faith. But you can't do that in all aspects of your life all the time. That's crazy. We're human, right? We can't be pushing boundaries all the time, everywhere. But I don't want you to hang out in the comfort zone all the time, because one of our friends, Peter B. Parker, he was just really hanging out in the comfort zone, and it wasn't really working out for him and the world, and I want you to watch this here.
Who are you? All right, people, let's do this one last time. My name is Peter B. Parker. I was bitten by a radioactive spider, and for the last 22 years, I thought I was the one and only Spider-Man.
What a day.
I'm pretty sure you know the rest. You see, I saved the city, fell in love, I got married, saved the city some more, maybe too much. My marriage got testy, made some dicey money choices, don't invest in a spider-themed restaurant. Then like 15 years passed, blah, 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 super burn, I broke my back, a drone flew into my face, I buried Aunt May, my wife and I split up, but I handled it like a champion. Because you know what? No matter how many times I get hit, I always get back up. And I got a lot of time to reflect and work on myself. Did you know that seahorses, that they mate for life? Could you imagine a seahorse seeing another seahorse and then making it work?
She wanted kids, and it scared me.
I'm pretty sure I broke her heart. Flash forward, I'm in my apartment doing push-ups, doing ab crunches, getting strong. When this weird thing happened, and I gotta say, weird things happen to me a lot, but this was real weird.
As you can see there, I think Peter B. Parker once was being the Spider-Man that he wanted to be, but you can tell from there that it's been a long time since he has really faced some fears and taken that leap. He said it right there. She wanted to have kids, and I was scared. And we all get scared sometimes, but sometimes we need to face that and take that leap of faith. So if you look at your Sunday paper right now, you can see on there, it says, the world desperately needs me, and I desperately need to be me. Just like the world needs Spider-Man, and Spider-Man desperately needs to be Spider-Man to show up as his full self, and we all need to do that as well. So, take a minute to pause and think about maybe a place in this world. Like, when is the world missing out on you? Or maybe your question is, when are you missing out on you? Where are those places at work, maybe, where you could show up more fully and take that leap? To be that person that your coworker needs. Or maybe it's at school. We've got a new school year starting, and there's a place where the school really needs you to be a leader. So take a minute to think about that.
I'm not scared of the dark. I'm not running, running, running. No, I'm not afraid of the fall. I'm not scared, not at all. Why would a star ever be afraid of the dark? I'm not scared.
So, Peter B. Parker gave Miles, our main character, the words, take the leap of faith. But Miles was really the one who was practicing this on a regular basis. Peter hadn't done that for a long time. So Miles just started going to a new private school. He left all his friends at his first school and went to a new school. That's a huge leap of faith. He also had a huge passion for art in the form of tagging, or like graffiti, and his dad was a police officer. But he knew that art was a part of him, and he kept doing it. Another way that Miles practiced taking the leap of faith was in young love. His uncle, who he looked up to a lot, told him about the secret shoulder touch. And we're gonna watch Miles practice taking a leap of faith right here.
Oh, are you okay?
What? Why am I so sweaty?
Why are you so sweaty?
It's a puberty thing. I don't know why I said that. I'm not going through puberty.
I did, but I'm done.
I'm a man.
So you're like new here, right? We got that in common.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Cool, yeah. I'm Miles.
I'm Gwanda.
Wait, your name is Gwanda?
Yes, it's African. I'm South African. No accent, though, because I was raised here.
Do the shoulder touch now before she walks away.
Why is this so scary? Am I doing this in slow motion, or does it just feel that way?
I'm kidding. It's Wanda, no G. That's crazy.
Hey.
Okay, then. I'll see you around.
Oh, see you.
Hey.
Okay.
Can you let go, please?
I can't.
Ow, calm
let
down.
Go.
It's fine, just...
Go!
Miles, let go.
Something on it? It's just puberty.
I don't think you know what puberty is. Just relax.
Okay, I have a plan. I'm going to pull really hard.
That's a terrible plan.
One.
Don't do this.
Two.
Three.
Nice to meet you.
Sure. Total pleasure.
Taking a leap of faith is... very scary, and it's way more complicated when you just became a Spider-Man and you don't really know how to work your Spider-Man powers. But that makes it doubly important for Miles to practice when it's easy. It's a good thing he was asking out a girl and not saving the world, because we need to practice when it's easy. So that's the next fill-in. Practice when it's easy. We talk about that all the time. As I was thinking about this, I couldn't help but think of Ren, my friend who is right up there. Ren, the other week, posted this photo, and the caption was, "Your boy cut his hair, yes, all on his own. A thrilling yet safe alternative to making thrilling yet dangerous decisions." So, you know what? Sometimes when you have that big thing looming, you just need to, like, go chop off your hair. Do practice when it's easy. Take a risk and ask a friend out to lunch or something like that. We all need to practice when it's easy, just like Ren did. So we can, as Fabric, we can pat ourselves on the back for making that a real thing in everybody's life. Other great ways to practice when it's easy is going to camp. This is a safe place, but it's meant for you to stretch your muscles and practice those scary leaps of faith, like leaning out to be in the picture. I also think of Fabric groups as an awesome place to practice those hard things when it's easy. My group, for a while, we called group the Vulnerability Gym because we were practicing being vulnerable, and it was kind of scary. So I encourage you to like use these tools, and there are so many other communities and places to try it out in Minneapolis, but those are two awesome places to practice when it's easy. As you can see in that last clip, part of taking the leap of faith is that there is the possibility of failure. You are risking something that could be great or small in hopes to gain something even better. And failure happens. And we've got to come to grips with this. So kids, if you look in your Sunday papers, there is one spot that says, what does it feel like? What does risk-taking feel like to you? So you can think about that. There are different faces where you can think about what risk-taking feels like. And adults, this is good for us to think about, too. So you can think about that as well. So as we're taking risks, know that we do it at different paces and in different ways. Sometimes we're the kid leaning off the dock, and sometimes we're the person jumping in. And we all move at different levels. And we're going to watch Miles deciding how much risk he wants to take here. A leap of faith, there can't be a guarantee. That's another fill-in. Miles took that leap of faith, but that time it didn't work, and that's just the reality of it. There can't be a guarantee. And while failure is inevitable, at least sometimes, in this clip, Miles was missing a couple key things that I think really gives us the power to take a leap of faith. I don't know if you noticed, but Miles was wearing a Spider-Man costume in that clip. For Peter B. Parker in the movie makes fun of him for wearing his own merch. Miles right now is not being Miles Morales Spider-Man. Miles is trying to be Peter Parker. He's trying to be that Spider-Man. He's not showing up as his full self. Another thing that Miles was missing in that clip is he's missing his community. He's missing his crew. In this clip, Miles is fighting with his dad and won't talk to him. His uncle is gone and he can't get a hold of him. He just switched schools. He has no friends. He hasn't even met his roommate yet. he is very isolated right now. He hasn't met any of the other spider people either. So Miles was doing this not as his full self, and he was doing it without his crew, without his people around him. So we're gonna look at one more clip here, and it's showing Miles right before he takes that leap of faith that we watched in the very beginning, and seeing how he shows up differently.
Blindfold on. Mama always asking, where did I go wrong?
Took you long enough.
What's up, danger? What's up, danger?
Now see this spark, man. It's amazing. Whatever you choose to do with it, you'll be great.
Our family doesn't run from things.
You're the best of all of us, Mom. You're on your way. Keep going.
When do I know I'm Spider-Man?
You won't. That's all it is, Miles. A leap of faith.
Like, what's up, danger?
So you can see in that clip, although in both of them he was alone, in this one he had his dad supporting him. His mom was speaking in his head, his uncle. He had all the spider characters supporting him. And also, he had a new suit that was his, that he spray painted black, that he knew that this is who I am. I am Miles Morales, Spider-Man. So when life gets sticky, we talked about this at camp, when life gets sticky, you have to remember who you are, and you have to stick with your crew. Take a second to close your eyes, put your feet on the floor. Take a deep breath. And think about a moment when you feel authentically you. Now, think about who is with you in those places. Maybe not physically, but who gets you to be able to be you. And hold on to that feeling, that fullness, that support from those people. And when you're standing on the edge, know that you are you, and be fully you. Know that you've got that support, that feeling, that if you fail, you've got your crew by you, and now it's your chance to decide if you take the leap or not. And after that, it's a leap of faith. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. We hope you take this conversation and keep it going. If we are adding value to your life, we appreciate your support of this work so we can engage more people in these conversations that matter for their real lives too. You can do that at fabricmpls.com/give. We'd also love to have you join us any Sunday morning at 10:30 at Field Community School in Minneapolis. That's at 4645 4th Avenue South. There are opportunities for kids of all ages to connect too. Learn more by searching Fabric Minneapolis.